Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
You know the drama is never ending. Don't let it get the best of you.
Hello,
everybody.
Happy Wednesday. We've just got some amazing news.
Oh.
We are officially London residents.
We just got confirmed. Our landlord just confirmed.
Party at our new flat, guys. Be there.
There's 3 bathrooms.
Wow.
What?
That's enough for all of us.
What? So we're going to have a guest bathroom and our own individuals.
Wow.
It's coming with beds, so we don't have to buy beds.
Nice.
All we're going to do, we're going to knit to Zara home one day, smash it all out, and we're done.
Yeah.
Maybe
a few pots and pans.
Hangers, a toaster, a kettle.
So for those of you who don't know, we actually live in Nottingham, but we're in London a lot for work. For business.
And for pleasure. Our boyfriends.
Our partners are also London people.
Our other halves reside here. So we've got a lot of purpose being in London.
The city has a lot of meaning to us and it keeps us busy. So we finally found a flat.
We also have a love for F45 classes. We can only do those in London.
We do. And Juice Baby, which Cinzia saw Hugh Grant
Juice Baby this morning. So our routine is F45, literally 2 doors down. Juice Baby, get ourselves an acai bowl, bottle of water, nice, recover.
Refuel, re-energize.
I was in there this morning picking us up some acai bowls to take to our first meeting. Hugh Grant walks in. And I looked at him, I knew instantly, Mamma Mia?
Love Actually.
Love Actually, Bridget Jones.
Bridget Jones.
Classic. Mm. And I went, it's Colin Firth. I was like, it's Colin Firth. Text Sophia, Colin Firth. And then...
Because then I was thinking of King's Speech, you know, Mamma Mia,
right,
Colin Firth.
Of course. Then I Googled Colin Firth after I took a picture of Hugh. Mm. Now we know. Now know it's Hugh. Took a picture of Hugh. Sent it on. Mm. Then I proceeded to Google Colin Firth. Thought, God, that's not Colin Firth.
Mm.
Then I figured out it was Hugh Grant.
But wow. Roaming around Chelsea.
Getting avocado toast.
Lattes.
And he got a carrot juice and a latte.
Wow.
So he's conscious of his health. I'm glad he's taking care of himself at his older age.
I'm glad he's having carrot juice.
Me too. He looked sprightly. His skin looked radiant. He was very... When he spoke, you knew he was in the building.
He's got that voice.
I will have... And it was very prominent.
Hugh Grant has that voice,
doesn't
he?
I wanted to look around to all the other people and no one else seemed to be fazed. I think they were
really?
All trying to play it cool like myself.
Right, okay.
Well, it was like 8:30 in the morning.
No one else seemed to
be... But everyone else was just kind of... But you know who was actually sat next to me?
Who?
So Hugh was across the way. So I was already looking at Hugh and the person who walked in, the guy from Celebs Go Dating. The extravagant guy.
No way.
He walked in and he was like, huh? Like, because he's loud, isn't he?
Oh my God.
And he sat right next to me. But Hugh took the shine.
For sure.
But if Hugh wasn't there, then he would have been my celebrity moment of the
day. Absolutely.
But yeah.
Celebrity magnets we've become.
We have. Who else did we see?
Who was he?
We just saw Rochelle from the Saturdays.
Yeah.
Ten seconds ago. And we stupid.
She was in the podcast studio next to us.
And I was like, is that...
Rochelle.
I'm gonna lift it higher.
We didn't see the Saturdays live.
Well, it must have been about 15, 14.
Younger than that. No, 13. I think we were 13, yeah. 13,
what's their
14.
Big hit, though? They've got Higher, but they've got another big hit.
Haven't they got one called Work? Step up the pace.
Work.
You know you gotta work. I got the guts.
But well, we thought they were
they
so cool and sexy.
They had a TV show at one point.
Did they?
Yeah.
They never officially broke up, did they? They just kind of... They never went solo, music. Did they? They didn't do a Little Mix.
No. Rochelle's definitely done the best of the band.
Yeah, she went into TV.
Mm, Rochelle's done really well.
Well, she married Marvin. I think that
helps. Yeah.
They've all done really well, but Rochelle's very popular
today still. Yes. She's very current.
Well, Rochelle, she's on This Morning.
Exactly.
Yeah. Baby.
Just before we get into it, quick disclaimer.
We are not doctors. We are not professionals. We do not actually know what we are talking about.
This is a lighthearted space.
Okay. Don't take what we say literally because we could be wrong.
Yeah. And if there's anything serious, if there's anything you feel like you're seriously struggling with, please contact a GP, a professional, because that is not us. We're just girls and boys just like you.
We're just trying to get through life as well.
Not professionals. Enjoy the episode.
Enjoy. Right. So happy Wednesday. We've got a question of the week, which we thought was really pretty amazing.
We did think it was pretty good.
Sophia thought that. I thought, wow, because every week it's a stump. It's like, a challenge.
Oh, what's question of the week going to be?
Honestly, I'd appreciate emailing some question of the week.
That would take a load off my mind.
That would take a load off us, off our hearts and our souls. So thank you for that. Right, so question of the week this week, which we're quite impressed by, is how many of your friends would you consider to be close friends? Question mark. We just did a poll here. We did 1 to 4, and then we did 5+.
Mm-hmm.
What do you predict this poll is?
1 to 4.
What the majority?
Surely.
85% 1 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
But 15% of you are saying 5+.
What's that like?
Don't know. That doesn't include sisters and siblings.
No, this is close.
This is friends.
With a capital F.
So that's a lot. I mean, maybe how many would you consider close friends?
One.
Is that myself?
No, it's Sarah.
Shut up, it's Emily.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Close friends.
Yeah. Well, what about you?
No. What do you define? Do you define a friend? What do you define a close friend? Do you know what I mean? What do you define?
I define a close friend as someone who...
Because you could be like, oh, I've known her for 4 years.
I could be bawling my eyes out.
Right.
And being like, I'm going to call this person.
Right.
You know? Like...
Yeah, because I suppose I wouldn't call that person for that.
Right.
Right.
Or like someone that I just know, I could be like, oh, you know.
This happened and I need to.
Yeah.
Because we were actually saying this earlier in a book session.
Because guys, and wait, we haven't even told you guys, the most important people.
Oh gosh.
We have a book coming out.
July 21st. Ah, the girls' bathroom, the book.
So it's the podcast to paper.
It's basically a deep dive on our friendships, our relationships.
We're very excited.
It's
been very surreal.
It's incredible.
We're literally in the process of creating this book right now.
We've got 9 months to go.
It's available for pre-order on Amazon.
Waterstones.
If you go to The Girls' Bathroom on Instagram, the link is in the bio where you can pre-order it if you want.
Yes.
I think it's like $16.99. It's like a hardcover book.
You can get it Kindle as well, I think.
We'll probably be speaking more about it, but it's going to be really like aesthetically pleasing.
It's going to be beautiful.
It can live like on your coffee tables.
That's what we really want.
But also, so grateful.
You can take it around with you. There's going to be some spaces to fill stuff in.
For sure. We're so grateful. We're so excited.
We can't believe it.
Have the privilege of being...
It is. Like, we're working with a publishing... What's it called?
Headline,
who were like... They published all these
Billie
people's
Eilish's book. Like, it's like, big deal.
It's like... But when we went into the book offices first time, it's, you know, JK Rowling, you know, it's... Crazy, the book world is serious world.
But we're so excited. So yeah, that was our big news this week. We do have a girls' bathroom book coming.
You're going to be sick and tired of us talking about it for 9 months now. But
it's going to be... So this is what we were talking about this morning with the person who we're creating our book with. We were talking about friendships and trusting people and close friendships and building new friendships and knowing when to cut someone off and how you cut someone off.
Right. And like, do you cut someone off? And like, how do you know when a friendship isn't serving you anymore?
Mm.
And how do you know when a friendship is good for you? Because you might think...
Weighing up the pros and cons.
It's easy, I think... to stay in friendships that have been around for years.
Because it's habit,
the memories,
it's routine.
She's always been there.
It's comfortable.
She's been around for 10+ years. I've known her since school.
Mm.
But say they did something shit to you now, this is what we were saying earlier. Say you had this friend. Let's put ourselves in a situation. You had this friend, Emily. You're friends with her since she was 16, and now you're 25. Mm. So she's been around for about 10 years.
Nearly a decade.
You know, you went to uni together. You know, you've had some great nights out, some great
couple
times
holidays,
together.
Maybe.
But she did something really shitty to you last week. Mm. She betrayed your trust, and she didn't put you first, and she really did something you wouldn't expect.
Mm.
How do you go about that?
I think.
Do you forgive her, move on, or she's my best friend, let's just move on? Mm. Or do you think, no, actually, if I met Emily today and she did this to me within a week of knowing her, would I then pursue that friendship? No.
No.
You wouldn't.
But it's finding that balance between like
forgiveness.
Everyone makes mistakes.
Right.
And we all, you know, make a bad call at times. We all make the wrong decision. But I think when it comes to like, yeah, like a lengthy friendship, I think don't be too quick to cut it off. And almost, you know, unless this behavior becomes a habit.
It might have been the final straw of something. Mm. It might have been a buildup of actions that they've been having towards you. Thinking, actually, that was the final straw. Now I need to not associate with this person. Or yeah, was it just a one-off? Was it out of character? You know, it's...
It's a minefield.
Yeah, anyway.
So yeah, we were talking about how many close friends people actually have.
Well, it's like, how can you define a close friend? Yeah, probably what Sophia said. You'd want to confide, you want to bare your soul.
Right.
But you're not going to bare your soul to all of your friends.
No.
Because, you know, yeah.
You're not at that level.
You're not at that level. It's simply a, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Mm.
Yeah. So some of, if you've got 5+ close friends, that's incredible.
Shall I see if any of you guys have replied to
Yes. What have you been saying? Because I would think to have 5+ close friends that you could, you know, bare your soul to, that takes a lot of work and, you know, time.
Also a very, I think, lucky position
grafting,
to be in.
Very privileged. Mm. I think not everyone can consider
absolutely
having
not
that many close friends.
This is what you guys have said. I go to different friends for different things, if that makes sense. I have a close work friend, a close uni friend, a close high school friend, and then friends from my old workplaces.
So you're not necessarily all one group.
All one group.
But people serve their purpose in
your
life.
So I'd say I have 3 or 4 best friends, but from different walks of life.
Do you know what? I almost think that's a really good way to go about friendships. Mm. Not kind of having to merge you all the time. Mm. Be like, oh, we need to be this big group of friends and we all need to hang out all the time and we all need
keeping
to be best
people
friends.
Separate sometimes.
Yeah, it's like, no, she's my best uni friend. Mm. And yeah.
We don't all need to be one big group.
Yeah.
I have best friends from home and best friends from uni,
right,
but only ever like 3 or 4 in each place.
Nice.
I mean, this is lovely. I have a friendship group of 6 of us who've been best friends since primary school and we're all 25, more like sisters than friends.
Oh, that's really
it's
nice.
It's a lot to have loads of close friends. I can't keep up the relationships.
That's what I was saying earlier, actually. I thought, that's a lot of effort.
Mm.
You know, say you've already got 2 sisters, you've got a brother, you've got an auntie, you've got a mum and a dad. You've got to maintain those relationships.
Yeah.
You've got a best friend. You've also got a boyfriend. And you've got 5 close friends. That is a lot of effort.
Mm.
You know, because, you know, friendships take effort and work. Mm. You can't just, you know, sack them off to the side and, you know what I mean?
We were saying that we think new friendships take
more work.
Because, like we were saying, like old friendships, I feel like don't need as much maintaining.
Yes.
Because it's very easy to pick up where you left off and you know each other's busy and you know each other very
but also,
well.
Like, you know each other how you work. It's like, do you know what I mean? You just know how people work.
Exactly.
And you just know
whereas
them.
With new friends, like imagine if we had
you've
this new
figure
friend.
Them out.
Yeah, like some people might be like, well, you haven't spoke to me in 3 days. You're such a bad friend. And it's
right.
like, whoa, didn't realise that's how you operate.
Right,
you
because
know?
Me and my best friend, we haven't spoken in a week, but we're
right.
still best friends, so we'll consider our best friends. So
right.
it's people have different expectations.
Mm.
And you've got to figure out what people's expectations of you and what their boundaries are and how you're meant to, you know, is that person for you? Were they going to serve you? You know?
It's just a minefield out here, guys.
God, it's fucking exhausting, isn't it? What is this all about? We're sat here talking about other humans like this.
We need to worry about ourselves.
God.
Right.
Figure out her boundaries and her expectations of me
this
as a friend.
Boundary.
God, how exhausting is life?
God almighty.
Got enough to deal with. I mean, figure out your boundaries.
Right. First dilemma. Let's shift gears a little bit.
All right, let's shift.
Am I self-sabotaging my talking stages every time?
Okay.
Hi, girls. So I've been seeing this guy. This is a bit more boy talk, but we're talking about self-sabotage.
Who cares? It's our podcast.
So we're going to talk about self-sabotage. I've been texting this guy for 9 months. Not every day, just on and off.
That is a long time. Number one, that is a long
time. That's a long time.
To just be texting.
Because of Corona, etc., we haven't been able to meet throughout this time. But we've known each other beforehand, and we're now both back in the same uni.
Okay.
During the 9 months, he always seemed like he wanted something serious from the way he spoke and the things he said to me.
Right.
I took what he said seriously and let my guard down. But now I feel like guys just say things as flirting to get a girl.
I mean,
boys do chat a lot of shit.
It's known that boys do chat a lot of shit to get you where they want you to be at that moment in time. Mm-hmm. So he wants to say all the, I mean, not every guy, but he wants to say a lot of the sweetener things to make you crumble and make you really like him, because you are going to melt if he's like, I really want something
serious. A lot of guys
don't. I see you in my future. You're the most incredible girl I've ever met. Someone said that to me. Yeah, I'm going to melt.
They don't realise how much weight their words have. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I've tried talking to him a couple of times about where I stand with him and what he maybe wants with me. First red flag. Ladies, we should not, if we're having to ask, something is wrong.
If I haven't met Brian, so what's the deal? No.
If a guy likes you, you will know. If he is interested in you, you will know.
You will just know where he stands. Mm.
You will never have to wonder, oh, does he like me? Does he not? Does he take me seriously? Does he not? Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, but I've never been able to get a response from him. So I always get stressed and confused.
No, right. We're not dealing with this.
He says we haven't even met up yet, so nothing's even started.
It's been 9 months,
but after talking to him all the time for so long, I've definitely become attached, and it hurts that he thinks nothing has happened.
Naturally.
I always seem to get into talking stages, and then I have to break them off, mainly because the guy enjoys my company, but is never clear about anything. I'm worried of getting hurt, and the very idea of this guy sleeping with other girls until he becomes more sure about what he wants with me makes me feel sick. First of all, we're not having that. I don't know if I'm being demanding and self-sabotaging all the time, or if I just haven't had good luck with boys so far.
Right, you're not self-sabotaging.
No.
You're
rolling with the punches.
But also, like, you're not accepting behaviour that's less of what you deserve. Do you know what I mean? You're thinking, no, look, the facts are, don't try and manipulate me to think that this is not the facts. Mm. We've been talking for 9 months.
Mm-hmm.
That's close
a
to a
lot
year
of time.
All the time. And
that is longer than I've known my boyfriend.
Right.
And I'm in a whole relationship.
Right. She's met the family and the cousins. Okay.
Right.
The cousins, right?
Uncles.
Right. Jesus and everyone, right?
Everyone.
So the fact that after 9 months you are confused.
Mm.
And I'm sorry, speaking for 9 months is intimate.
And that is a lot.
That is building a relationship to me. Mm-hmm. I think that's intense.
I agree.
And that's a lot of effort he's put in. And also you've put in.
I agree.
So for him to almost be like, oh, well, we've not even met. Fuck off.
Getting all cagey.
No, the facts are we've been talking for 9 months, and now you're saying you don't like me enough to pursue me, really. You don't like me enough to...
Don't waste your time.
Let me know that how much you like me and that you want to take it further when we can meet up.
What I think we can learn from this and what you can take away from this, because you're saying, like, am I self-sabotaging? No, you're not. But I think in future, to stop this happening again, I think before we get too invested in someone,
COVID is to blame here, because you probably could have met up earlier.
I agree.
Right?
But it's like almost like, I remember when I, like, the early stages of, like, me, like, speaking to my, like, now boyfriend, but obviously at the time he wasn't.
Ooh,
like, when it was just like, we're going on dates, we literally just, like, went on dates. We weren't texting all week, you know, he wasn't calling me every day. Like, we did not have daily communication.
It was like the time they spent together.
Yeah, it was like, see you on Friday. And I was like, sweet. You know, he arranged the date. He's like, I'm going to pick you up. I'm going to take you here, blah, 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 on Friday.
And I was like, following through on the plans.
Yes.
And it was like, I will see you then, and I'll see you then, and we're going to spend time together. And it
wasn't. So it's like, we were investing our time in each other in person whilst we were together, not like spending all night on the phone, which, yeah, that's nice sometimes. But I'm saying, to stop this from happening again, don't, you know, build up all these online relationships
over text.
Yeah, because you've invested 9 months into someone who you've not, granted this is because of COVID, but you've never actually hung out that much in person. You've not established what you want. You've not spoken about your feelings and how you feel about each other and this and that.
He's going to be let back out into the world. He's going to be sleeping with all these girls, and you're going to be heartbroken.
Yeah, because you were just like a little time filler.
Right.
So don't invest your time in these people who aren't making it clear about how they feel about you, because guys will make it clear, right?
He'll make
a good guy will make it clear about how he feels about you. Does that make sense?
From the first date. I swear to God, from the first date, he'll be like, he'll say,
"Want
to
see you again?"
Yeah. How much of a good time we had? God, yeah. I could see the. You know, I really like. Yeah. You know, he will be saying the things you want to hear, and he just will.
Mm-hmm.
And you
making it known.
You won't have been on four dates and then be like, "Oh, what the fuck is going on here?" Like he's, and then you ask him. You're saying you're asking him what's going on, and he's not giving you a response.
No.
Fuck him! What a prick.
No.
The facts are, he's too much. He's too cowardly. To just say to you, look, Emily, I don't see you in a serious way. Thank you for, you know, all the conversations over the past 9 months, but I don't see this going any further. He's just trying to string you along. He's probably
keep you around in case he changes.
He's going to try and say a few nice things to keep you hoping for more, but realistically, he's not gonna take it to that next level because he's not made it clear, and he clearly is just is too much of a
failed talking stages are the worst. It's just like, oh
yeah, because
you feel like you've wasted your time.
You get hopeful.
And yeah, you feel like, God, I've just invested. I know this person so well. Now we're gonna start with square one with someone else.
Right.
Like, I totally get it. And it's hard to avoid these situations sometimes. But look, you've learned something. You're not gonna be in this situation
again.
You're never gonna
get yourself in this situation.
You know that for sure. So we just take that.
And
from
also
it.
Now you know when you do start dating someone new, you're gonna
you know what to look out for.
You're gonna want to know their intentions straight away. If they're not letting you know how they're feeling, then they're probably not feeling it.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Baby. Right, let's get back to girl talk. That was a bit of a detour.
Yeah, right. Girl talk. I heard her talking behind my back, literally. Oh, God, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Who's got time for girls? Like, I just...
Ladies, ladies, ladies.
Right. I went out recently with my friends to watch a show.
Nice.
Oh,
what did we watch?
Love the show.
Love it.
We're dying to see Magic Mike.
We want to see
also,
Magic Mike so
insane.
Bad.
Different vibes, but equally as good. It was a weekend and we forgot to book somewhere to eat beforehand. So we were running around trying to find somewhere to eat. One of my friends suggested a place which I knew would be busy. So I said we could try, but we might have to queue. As I thought all these places had long queues. Okay. We eventually found somewhere to eat. And whilst we were queuing to order, I heard her behind my back say, "She always shits on my ideas and mugs me off."
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
She always shits on my ideas and mugs me off.
Oh, God. Grow up.
Get a grip.
Just trying to find somewhere for her to eat. We're starving out here in the streets. It's the weekend. We haven't made a booking. We're trying to make suggestions. I'm saying, let's go here. What am I
trying
meant
to get
do?
A slice of pizza.
Trying to get some food. I'm melting away here.
God.
He talks to me like that behind my back. He's trying to help us out. Trying to feed us. Right.
Trying to get some food in our mouth.
Trying to just feed us. God. I ignored it. As to be honest, I was just hungry and wanted food.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. No time for arguments now. I'm fucking hungry. I'm not going to deal with this. After we've eaten, we both went to the toilet and I asked if everything was okay.
Nice.
Mature. Mm. Apart from the group.
Is everything all right, Sarah?
That's
everything all right.
Anything you want to tell me, Sarah? Any comment you made back there in the queue about me mugging you off? Anything you'd like to get off your chest? Come on, say it to my face. We're in the queue, boy. No one can hear. Say it with your chest, yeah?
I hate that. I could never
confront someone like that. I just have to leave.
Oh,
anyway,
my God.
Proud of you for that.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It's balls. So she said, It does.
I've never heard you say
but are you mad?
I'm not, takes balls.
I'm not taking someone to the toilet and saying, is everything okay?
I've never I heard shit you my pants. Say that. Takes balls.
Takes balls, Sarah. I'm proud of you. Right. So, went to the toilet and asked if everything was okay. And then she said, everywhere I suggested, you and the other friend didn't listen to me and just walked off. I didn't even want to watch this show anyway. Why did you come then, Sarah? I was pretty passionate about seeing Les Mis.
This is okay? So petty.
Les Mis is my passion. And for you to sit there, so you didn't want to see it in the first place, it's an honour.
Go home then.
It's an
honour
to
here?
See Les Mis. Right. That comment really pissed me off. As we invited her out, especially to cheer her up. So this was all for her. And she was ungrateful. That's the worst. So that comment really pissed me off as we invited her out, especially to cheer her up as she recently broke up with her partner. Also, when we were organising in the chat, she seemed keen then too. Right. I'm not sure if she was just in a bad mood because of the breakup, right, she was taking out and you kind of thing, or was just angry at me. But it really showed me a side of her I didn't like. Yeah, that would really... I don't want to hang out with you again because, what, you're just going to say that you didn't even want to see the show? I was really passionate about seeing Wicked and I didn't want to fucking see it. And oh my God, I really enjoyed the show. God.
Wicked is phenomenal.
I've never seen Wicked. I know. You've seen it, Lydia's seen it. I've seen it
in NYC, baby. It was amazing.
Oh gosh.
On Broadway.
We saw Lion King on Broadway.
Yeah, we did.
We were so phenomenal. We were sat like four rows from the front.
I think I fell asleep.
It was a bit long.
It was.
I think we were being like, God, this is a bit long. Yeah.
And it was dark and it was warm.
Oh, and it was cold outside. Les Mis was phenomenal. Not your cup of tea, Sophia.
I remember when we were watching Lion King, the couple in front, she was really heavily pregnant. I remember that couple.
And we were just in awe of them. Wow. And he was being so sweet to her, wasn't he?
And we were like, oh
we're going to have that one day. We saw Matilda also, not a good show.
No offense,
Waste of 50 quid.
Don't watch it.
Matilda the film is incredible.
Phenomenal. It was a whole new storyline. I was like, what the
it
fuck
was
is
bizarre.
This?
And all the songs were weird.
Yeah,
and
weird.
No offense to the children, but the whole cast was children. And I think some of them underperformed. Oh, that's nasty. No, it was. They were very talented children. Like, I would have killed to have been one of those children on that show.
Yeah.
At 10 years of age. Imagine being on the West End.
Wow, phenomenal. Yeah. We've
got school
tomorrow. Incredible.
You got school tomorrow. Anyway. Right. I've been friends with her.
You fucking bitch. Some of them underperform.
I apologize. No, but you know, because it's just a whole child cast.
Yeah.
And you do expect more, but I think your expectations should have been
lowered a bit.
Yeah.
No, but it was a shit storyline. It was a shit musical.
No, but
Don't spend your money on it.
They changed the whole film.
It wasn't Matilda.
They changed it.
Yeah, it wasn't the film.
It's not Augustus Gloop, is it? What's his name? Bog Trotter.
Yeah, Bruce
They had
Bog-trotter.
A really good Bog Trotter scene.
Augustus Gloop.
You know, Timothy Charlemagne's playing...
Willy Wonka. I mean...
His name's Willy Wonka, yeah.
Wait, but I was
Timothy Charlemagne.
Who's the boy that goes to Willy Wonka's factory?
Oh, I'm not sure who's playing him, but Timothy is playing...
Willy Wonka.
The Wonka. Mr. Wonka.
That was a weird story when you think about it.
Yeah, but it was a classic.
Yeah, it was a classic.
Have you seen the old one?
Yes,
and
I
the
have.
Newer one?
Yeah, I have. What's the boy called that wins the ticket? Like the poor boy who finds the last... Who's granddad gives him the money.
Isn't it Grandpa Joe?
Grandpa Jack? Yeah.
Joe?
Yeah. We don't know.
We've got...
Not important.
Veronica Boulevard. What's her name?
Yeah, is that right?
Boulevard.
I'm not sure.
It's Violet.
Violet Boone.
Beauregard. Veronica. Who's the posh British girl?
That's what I'm thinking of.
With the squirrels. Danny, squirrel. Anyway. I've been friends with her for years, but I've noticed in the past she complains on nights out at the slightest inconvenience. We've had... Have we had friends like this?
Who's that?
No, but you don't want negativity.
No.
It's like, look, we're out.
We've experienced like people who get way too drunk and we can't have a good time. Right. So it's like, we've got to fucking babysit you.
Right.
We want to let loose, you know?
Guilty of that myself, but not, but it's when it's repeated.
No, I'm talking about. When,
oh, yeah, me yeah. too. But it's when something's repeated and
every single
night. You know,
night.
When you're going on a night out and you're thinking, God, this is going to happen again tonight. And it does. And you're thinking.
And it ruins your night.
And it ruins your night. Yeah, we did have that a lot of times, actually.
So look, we just went out in secret instead.
We just got, God, that's terrible. That was terrible. Lots of my other friends don't like her. Right. And I'm questioning if I need the negativity in my life. Do you two have any advice in this situation? I think, listen, her behaviour is...
Normal.
Normal?
Yeah, she's not... I don't think she's toxic. Come on.
Me neither, but
she's being... Look, she's had a breakup.
Yeah.
She's a bit pissed off.
It's almost like, should we give her the benefit of the doubt?
I think you should.
Do we, you know, be like, no, you're not?
I think she's just going through a bit of a hard time. Look, a lot of the time we take things out on the people that are closest to us. And that, unfortunately, is just what's happening here.
Right.
And maybe...
I think with the show thing and the dinner thing, I think...
Bit extreme,
but also let her know. I think maybe, I mean, if you went back in the past, I don't know, but when she was like, oh, I didn't even enjoy the show when you weren't taking my... Just, I think when you're dealing with someone like that, you've got to understand their feelings. Mm-hmm. But look, I understand where you're coming from. Mm. I'm really sorry. We were all just hungry. Mm. You know, we didn't have a reservation.
We wanted something to eat.
You know, I just really was starving. I didn't have lunch or breakfast that day, Sarah, if you understand. I'd only had a Kit Kat, you know. I was melting away.
Wasting
you
away.
You suggested Subway, and I just... After seeing all those TikToks about Subway and the meat, I did not fancy a sandwich. Therefore, I am sorry that maybe I shunned your idea, but I'm really glad we ended up with this really delicious Italian pizza in front of us. And I'm sorry you didn't enjoy the show. Look, Matilda, it was my
shit.
Cup of tea, but
subpar.
I've heard from other people that Matilda wasn't other people's cup of tea. So it's unfortunate you didn't enjoy it, but we tried. And
I think addressing things in the moment.
Me too.
Which I think is good.
I think
that
we've
you were
learned
like,
that as well. I think it's good that you called her
yeah,
upon.
Yeah, you're like, have you got a problem? And then when she got
she
back.
She just said, are you all right? Something okay? You got a problem with me? That's a bit aggressive.
When she said about, oh, I don't want to watch the fucking... Blah, blah, blah,
I didn't want to watch the show anyway.
Then you could have said, you could have been like, oh, that's such a shame because in the chat when we were organising it, you could be like, I had no idea. Yeah, I didn't know.
Right,
you know?
Just say, it's
I
a
thought
shame
you I... wanted to come. Right. We're all here to distract you and make you have a good time. We're
and
all here
the show.
For you.
Obviously, we wanted you to enjoy it. So I'm really actually upset and hurt that you didn't enjoy your night out with us tonight.
I think she's just going through a bit of a hard time
Me
and taking
too.
It out on you guys. I don't think she's a bad person. I don't think she's a bad
I think,
friend.
Look, the next time she maybe do something similar, just have that same conversation. Try and explain to her what, you know, your intentions were, and then you can maybe meet in the middle.
But
I
also
would say,
like, don't be so like, we've got to keep her happy, be like, well, I'm not taking shit from you at the same
right.
time.
That's what I was about to say. I'm gonna say, if
stand
this
up
is
for yourself,
repeated behavior, yeah, look, let's let it slide over the dinner and the show debacle. That whole scene, we wouldn't just be like, Sarah,
which is so
we're not
petty.
Gonna talk about that night ever again.
No.
We're gonna brush that under the rug. But if it is does become repeated behavior from her, then look,
then
maybe,
it's part of her character.
Then maybe you need to check yourself and be like, look, is this person good for me? You know, every time I go out with her, am I having a genuine good
you
time,
can't please
or am
her.
I walking on eggshells around her? In any relationships, you don't want to feel like you're here to please or walking on eggshells, or are they gonna kick off tonight at me? Is she am I gonna piss her off tonight?
No,
that's not a friendship.
No,
so. Also, just to note, the fact that your other friends don't like her is, you know, honestly, it is telling. We've had friends before and other friends may be like, oh, I'm not sure if I can. Yeah, it's almost like a warning. I don't think she's your type of girl. And we're kind of like, okay, brilliant. We'll figure it out for ourselves. And I do think, you know, you've got to learn yourself and, you know, get to know people yourself instead of just going off of what other people are saying. So I'd say be cautious. But look, go out with her again. Let's have some fun. If she starts showing her, you know, this kind of side of her again and again, then she might not be a great friend to you. And look, maybe she'll be great friends with someone else, but maybe she's just not a great friend for you.
Very well said, Chintz.
Thank you. It really came out of me like that.
Yeah, that was a whole speech.
Thank you.
Kind of going off the question of the week, we've got never the best friend, always just the friend.
Oh, darling.
So
Sorry, I never say darling like that. Gosh.
How fucking patronising are you?
No, I didn't. I don't. No, that was patronising.
It was a joke.
It's just sad.
It was a joke.
Okay.
I don't know. Oh, darling.
Sorry. God, I never say that.
I don't know. No, it's lovely and caring.
It is caring.
I don't know if this is a strange dilemma to send or if many of the girls have the same issue as me.
Okay.
Just for reference, I'm 21. Basically,
so young.
I have a lot of friends that I'm very close to and enjoy spending time with, but at no point in my life have I ever been someone's best friend.
Okay.
I've had girls in my life I've considered as my best friend, but they never saw me that way in return.
Right.
I always seem to be the second best friend or the backup friend of, or just another friend in the group.
Right.
I get that.
I get that.
I'm grateful for the friendships I have and I know I'm super lucky. However, I secretly feel a little jealous when I see girls like you two, for example, because I would kill to have a best friend like that.
Aww.
What reason could there be that I just don't cut it as a BFF?
We were actually talking about this.
Yeah, we were.
In our book session. Buy it now at Amazon.com. Pre-order now.
Pre-order now.
Get it now before it sells out. You've got only got 9 months to wait. Gosh. Go, good luck, I broke her. She's talking about this in our book session. We were saying...
I think you're seeing this in the wrong light.
Me too. Because
I think, look, you are clearly a valued member of your group.
Right.
You say you've got a lot of really great friends around you. You're in, like, you're glue that's holding a lot of people here together.
I think a lot of people are like, Emily, she's a great gal.
Yeah.
I'd be sad to lose her.
Absolutely.
You know, she's an asset to my life.
Yeah.
I believe people see you like that.
I believe that as well. And I think that it's not all about having like, oh, well, one super close friend. Like, well, like because, you said, you're in that 15% that's really lucky, that's got, you know, 4+,
listen,
5+ close friends.
What me and
that's
Sophia
amazing.
Were saying earlier is we have an issue that we don't really have any other friends.
Right.
So it's like, gosh, yes, we have each other. But
that's it.
But should we be venturing out? Should we try and make a big group? Should we go out with these people and form? Should we befriend these four girls? You know what I mean? That's the things that are going on in our mind.
There's people we could reach out to.
Right.
Should we?
Right.
You know, should we make a group?
Do we need more friends?
Right.
Are we just stuck in our ways?
Right.
You know, so...
Are we antisocial?
Exactly. That just shows the comparison thing. Mm. You're looking at me and Sophia and going, wow, look at that best friendship.
We're looking at you thinking, God, she's got five plus close mates.
She's a social butterfly. She's got all these mates that value her. Mm. And, you know, you can go to different people for other things. You don't need someone,
one person
to be like, you're my bestie. I think it's about looking at your situation and being grateful for what you have.
Absolutely.
You know?
And also, like, circumstances change. Like, you never know. Like, you could say, for example, you, Karen, as you are, say your future partner. Their sibling could be your
best friend,
ride or die best friend. You know, like
you're only 21.
Yeah,
think how many chapters of your life you've got to experience.
You could start a new job and meet a girl there or a guy that's so on your like. You're like, wow, we're like so connected.
And it just clicks.
Yeah, there's like, don't put pressure on yourself thinking, oh my God, I don't have that one person.
Right.
Look at your situation and think, wow, I've got you know a whole group of friends here which all love me, who all you know come to me for advice, who we support each other. That's
friends
incredible.
Come at different stages of your life.
Mm.
You don't have to always have this traditional best friend. Oh, we've been best friends for since we were 4 years old. You know, in Samantha and Sophia's case, we're fortunate, right? But you don't need to be like, oh yeah, she's my best friend since primary school.
Also,
we're
like,
riding through this together.
We've got friends who have been with their boyfriend since they were 14.
Yeah.
And they're now 25. We're like, fuck, we don't have that.
Yeah.
You know,
Comparison is the killer. So it's like, I believe in a couple of years, you're going to get a new job. You're going to meet a great girl there. Then once you have your partner, he might have some friends, you know, you make friends with. And then, oh yeah, he's got a sister. Oh, I'm best friends with his sister. And then you've got kids at school. Your kids are making friends. Friends are going to come into your life at different stages of your life. And I think that's what me and Sophia have realised.
Oh,
you know,
for sure.
We're kind of stacking them up as our lives go on. We're not bringing hordes in.
No.
Maybe gathering a couple every 4 years.
There.
You know. So by the time we're 35, we should have about four friends.
Yeah.
Four or five.
Maybe six if we push it.
Maybe 10 if we're pushing it. And
wow.
Right?
It's a big wedding venue
you
we're going
to
need.
You know what I mean? So we're going to have a lot of seats to fill at the wedding, you know? Because one of our big questions is, God, we're only
going
to need 20 seats at the wedding. Initial family, boyfriend's family, my sister, my other sister. It's about it, really. You know? So, yeah.
You'll be fine.
People will trickle in and you'll be surprised. Like, I think just don't put pressure on yourself. Mm. I think that's the worst thing. Just go with the flow.
There are so many girls that would kill to be in your position and to have the friendships that you have. It's almost like the grass is always greener.
Yeah,
you know,
it always
and
is.
You need to water the grass where you are because it's great.
Right. Don't put too much pressure on yourself to find that one BFF.
Because you've got loads.
It's not all that good anyway.
She's fucking annoying
anyway.
Speaking from experience.
I've been dying to get out of this friendship for years.
Bitch.
Now I'm stuck. I've got a podcast. I've got a YouTube channel. I've got a book on my way. I'm stuck for life.
Sharing a career.
God, get me out of here. Grass isn't always greener, guys.
Take
it from me. Believe me.
Just keep on moving through the beat.
Double booked. Boyfriend or sister. Ooh.
Dun, dun, dun.
Initial. What's your initial thought? Sister.
Yeah, but you've picked your boyfriend over your sister before.
True. But we learn and we grow. And I think...
Depends
well,
what it
actually,
is.
Actually, it depends. It generally depends to who you made the plans with first. Mm-hmm. That's the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, girls. Help is needed. Mm. My new boyfriend invited me to a ball.
Wow.
You went to a ball
Cinderella
once.
Whisk me
didn't you?
Away.
You went to a ball once.
It was a work ball.
Fun though.
Yeah.
I've never been to a ball.
Yeah. When have I been to a ball?
You went to a ball with...
Yeah, a work ball.
A work ball. But it's a ball.
Yeah, it was a ball. It was kind of boring.
So just work people.
Yeah. You know.
My new boyfriend invited me to a ball at his uni. And me getting excited, obviously said yes.
This is like prom.
Oh my God, have fun. Bought an expensive ticket. Oh God, yeah, to go with him. Bought a black tie dress and everything. Mm. A few days later, I'm on the phone with my sister and realise it's the same night I meant to go to a concert with her.
shit.
Okay, I see. We're in a pickle.
Mm.
Which plan do I stick to? Ooh. Thing is that a concert is actually, it's not just a dinner.
No.
You've got tickets for this
occasion.
Concert and you've got tickets for this ball.
Mm.
You're in a pickle.
Shit.
Which plan do I stick to? Usually, I'd always always say go with the plan made first, right, which was the concert. But I told my sister, and she seemed pretty chill and said, I should go to the ball.
Oh.
All right, then.
What's the problem?
All right, then, sis. But I feel bad.
Right.
I would hate to be that girl that drops people for her boyfriend. Right. But it was a genuine mistake, and I spent quite a lot of money for this plan.
Mm.
What should I do? Sometimes people say that. But they don't, but she didn't want to express, oh, actually, I really did want to go to that concert with you. So I understand why you feel bad, because you know that maybe you would have had the same response. No, go with your boyfriend.
Yes.
It's the ball. It's fine.
Don't worry, you forgot about me.
We can go to another concert at the time. Like, don't worry. And I understand that response, because I wouldn't be the type of person to be like, hey, you made the plan with me. Like, you can't go to the ball.
No.
You know what I mean?
I think if this were me, right, say if I...
Right, so your sister said, no, it's fine, go to the ball, but you're feeling bad. You're thinking, oh, do I go to the concert? I did make the plans for the concert first. It's my sister.
But then you've got your boyfriend who really wants to take
so
you to
it's
this
a ball.
Ball.
You bought the dress, you bought the
tickets. Okay, I think what you could do is maybe say to your sister, like, I'll give your best friend my ticket.
Nice.
She doesn't need to pay me for it.
Also,
I'll just give her the ticket.
Here's 30 quid. Get yourself some drinks.
Yeah. Nights on me, go crazy.
Hey, you can also borrow my dress for the evening.
Yeah.
Look, I'll hire you a hairstylist and a makeup artist for the concert.
Yeah.
You and your best friend, all expenses paid.
Mm-hmm. I've
also got
you
get your
VIP
massage.
Backstage tickets. You are meeting the artist after the show.
Yeah, you've got a meet and greet. It cost me a couple £1,000.
I've also got you a limo to take you there and back.
So you're going to be getting ready with a hair and makeup artist.
Uh-huh.
Then I'm going to have all the drinks provided for you prior to the concert. You can get a bit tipsy, get excited for the concert.
Absolutely.
Then we've got a stretch limo in the colour of your choice, pink, white or black or silver. Or we get you a Hummer, big Hummer.
Snacks of your choice in the limo.
Snacks of your choice, provided we can have Diet Cokes, Zero, Coke Zero, Dr. Pepper, Fanta,
right.
Fanta Limon. Sprites. We can have popcorn, chocolates, Haribos, or a whole meal if you'd
pink
like.
Strawberries.
We can order you in some sushi, you know, some pizza,
pasta,
whatever
you're
you after, in the limo provided for you. Then as the limo pulls up to the concert, it's going to drop you straight by the VIP entrance. There's going to be an usher
no
who's there.
Necessary.
You will say, Sarah, Emily, this way. You'll be taken straight into the venue, into your VIP spots.
Where the artists will be waiting for you.
Well, the artist will be waiting for you. You'll have a signed autograph, picture opportunities. Mm-hmm. You will get to spend 45 minutes with the artist.
And he's also taking you both on a date after the concert.
So you'll be in the VIP spot for the entirety of the evening. Once the show is over, you're going to his after party at his penthouse.
Okay? In Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles. So you're actually getting on his jet, okay? So bring your passports, girls. Don't forget the passport, otherwise we'll be very angry. So bring the passports. You're getting on his jet. We're touching down in LA, spending the night there with him at his pad. Then he's actually going to take you to Las Vegas, where he's actually doing a residency there. So he's going to take you to the Las Vegas residency,
and
have
a
couple dinners, breakfasts. Then he's going to fly you home. So that's the compromise.
Good. I'll go to the ball.
So if you give her that suggestion, I'm sure she'll suffice with you not being there. She's not even going to forget. She's going to forget you that not even there. Why she's going to be having such a good time.
Why don't you ask your boyfriend? Be like, look, what should I do?
I think a moral dilemma.
Maybe say to your sister, like, look, if you want to go with your best mate, she can have my ticket. And then she's still going to have a great time with her best mate at this concert. You know, it's your sister. You and her can do something another time because you've spent the money on this ticket and the ball
also,
and the dress.
The thing is you genuinely made a genuine mistake.
It was.
And I'm sure your sister will understand. I feel like if it was my sister, I'd be like, I genuinely forgot we had that fucking concert. We bought those tickets 6 months ago. Mm. As concerts are, I've got my boyfriend. It was a ball, very important ball. I've bought my dress. And I'm sure she'll understand.
Yeah.
Make it up to her. Say, look, next Saturday, I'm going to take you out and we're going to go for dinner. Mm. And it's your sister.
Or you go to the concert.
Yeah, and you say to your boyfriend,
you sell the dress.
Right.
You tell your boyfriend to give the ticket to someone else at his uni. You know, you get some money back for it,
so
maybe.
So you can do it either way. You apologise to your boyfriend. Like, look, it's my sister. I made plans with her first. Yeah. I'm really sorry, but
I forgot.
You know, she comes first before you right now. And hopefully you can find someone else for this ticket. You know, here's my ticket. Mm. You know, either way.
Hard one, though.
It's a hard one. It is a tricky one.
I feel like your gut is telling you which one you should go for.
Right.
Like, I imagine you would have an inkling, you know, if you're in that position of which way you were going to sway.
Yeah, there should be a gut feeling, right? But neither of them should make you feel super terrible.
I don't think they will.
Because it was a genuine mistake. And when you make genuine mistakes, people have got to forgive, you know? They can't hold it against you.
Would you hold it against me? Because you feel like paradise. Baby. Right, let's finish on a quote, guys, because we've not had a quote in a while.
Why don't you say it in an Australian accent?
Australian. Let me get back in the Australian accent of
didgeridoo,
the swing of things.
Didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo.
I'm actually currently watching The Bachelor Australia.
Yeah, you are, aren't you?
Yeah. With Lockie. He's called Lockie.
Lockie. Isn't that what Jardé's boyfriend's called?
Oh, my God. Yeah, Lockie. Mm. They love Lockie. This is actually beautiful. This is beautiful.
Right, let's
everyone,
have it.
We're going to listen to
this Wednesday.
And we're going to leave this podcast feeling
oh, give me some good
uplifted.
Energy.
We are all born so beautiful.
Aww.
The greatest tragedy is being convinced we are not.
Oh God, I'm going to cry.
I'm going to cry. Gosh.
Oh, that is gorgeous. Let's all take that into
let's
the next
just
week, guys.
Take that in. We're all beautiful.
I hope
it.
You all have lovely weekends. We're nearly, you know, we're at the hump day. We're nearly there. It's Thursday tomorrow.
Let's get over the hump.
But thank you so much for listening. You can email in your dilemmas, as
you
always,
can.
To hello@thegirlsbathroom.com.
And you can follow us on Instagram @thegirlsbathroom. There's a link in the bio there to pre-order the book.
Whoa.
You can also see the holding cover on the Instagram if you want to have a peek. It's not the official cover.
We look like Oprah Winfrey. We're really professional businesswomen. And we actually took it in Chintzia's flat. And the tripod was made up of magazines and cardboard boxes.
And I went to the market. I found that piece of fabric.
And
I
hung
it
over the door where her washing machine is.
It came out phenomenal.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. Have a good week.
Love you.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.